Welcome to Food Fight Radio, and folks, I have on the line with me, he's known as the Poor Chef for his famously inexpensive approach to preparing delicious meals. After discovering he's a diabetic, Charles Maddox now makes sure he keeps his menus and his lifestyle healthy and active. Welcome, Charles. How are you?
I am doing well today, Claire.
Now, I know that you're the nephew of legendary reggae singer Bob Marley.
Yes, that's
awesome. That's cool. Everyone in the world is a Bob Marley fan, regardless of what kind of music you like, regardless of where you come from. Bob Marley was super cool.
I think so.
And you're going to be in San Diego on March 8th, which is coming right up. As part of a mission teaching others how to eat healthy and become aware about managing the complications of diabetes. A question for you on the book. A lot of people may know you because of your uncle. What kind of relationship did you have with him, and how did that affect your passion for helping others?
Well, obviously, I was very young when he passed, because I'm still a young boy. But I was probably about 6 or 7 years old when he passed, or somewhere around there. So I met him twice, and it was short, obviously, and I mean short in the sense that at 6 or 7 you don't have too much to talk to. I didn't even notice the significance of who he was or realize, the impact that he was obviously making. I just was more keen on playing with some toys and playing soccer with him and stuff like that.
So I can't make a suggestion that good old Uncle Bob was feeding you candy every day, and that's what eventually resulted in your diabetes?
No.
Uncle Bob.
Actually, Uncle Bob was very Rastafarian culture. They eat very Ital food. So he ate, a lot of vegetables and fruit and juices and things like that. They don't eat meat and things like that, or much meat.
They probably live a long time too in this culture.
Yeah.
With a diet like that, hey, you're going to live a long time. When did you find out that you were a diabetic, and how did that change your outlook on being a chef?
I was diagnosed 2 years ago, and it changed my whole perspective because as a chef, you want to give people the best foods, and at least I do. And, coming from a Caribbean culture where we use a lot of herbs and spices and natural foods and fruits and vegetables, for our dishes, I think I had gotten away from that a little bit, so now my focus is really a lot of Caribbean style dishes, and I kind of play off, the fact that I am Caribbean to bring some of those healthier dishes to people. So I've changed everything as far as the salt content, the carb content, the starch content, and it's become a lifestyle. It's not just a diet or anything like that. It's literally a lifestyle that I lead, and hopefully others will be inspired to do the same thing. And I make it very easy. That's one thing about my meals is that...
Because you do need to make it very easy for people.
Because most of us are three-step people. If it's past 3-4 ingredients, it's almost too complicated. So I try to make it very easy, cost-effective, so that when you go to a market that you can literally just grab 2 to 3 things, and that's dinner. Or lunch.
And you're known as the Poor Chef. Why are you called that exactly?
I think we're all poor chefs. What did you eat last night for dinner?
Actually, I had food from a local franchise, Dine In Tonight. They deliver gourmet healthy food to the customers every day. And I myself am a customer. So I'm a chef, and I don't even really have time to cook anymore. So if I don't have time, really nobody has time. But I admire
people,
your approach.
Nobody's eating filet mignons and lobster tails for dinner. So we all had to make do. And I kind of thought of, remember the chef or the cook that cooked for kings back in the day? They were probably down in some cellar somewhere, and they made the best foods. It's like saying the broke doctor. I mean, you're still a master at what you do, right?
I wouldn't want to go to somebody called the broke doctor, but I would definitely eat food prepared by the poor chef. Because I like your outlook, and the reason I like it, not to minimize the cool thing that you've done by making the food great for the people with diabetes, but I like your approach in that you try to keep it really simple, that really works for people, even people who don't have diabetes, because it's just a few ingredients, a few key ingredients. And on top of that, it really highlights the simplicity of the food. And that's going to highlight the individual flavors of those foods. And I think that will get people to appreciate the food more.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, I think that the diabetic people ask me what's a good diet or something. I tell them, you know, the diabetic lifestyle or what we eat for, you know, what I eat is a great lifestyle, because you're conscious of things that you really need to stay away from in general. So, and you can make food. I mean, trust me, I eat food sometimes that I spice it up and season it, and I'll put something together that doesn't have any oil, doesn't have you know, very little carbs, no starch, no sugar, and it's just truly mouthwatering. So,
and I see that you favor coconut oil also as well.
Yeah, coconut oil is a good one. I actually right now stay away from oil. I actually, you know, I'll make a chicken, a curry chicken, filet here, man, and put it on a George Foreman grill and without oil, without any kind of spam or anything like that, and it's unbelievable.
That sounds really tasty. And I haven't eaten yet today, so you're definitely not helping. So eating the right foods and definitely avoiding some altogether really makes a huge impact on your health, body, your longevity, and your controlling of the disease, right?
Totally. I like to tell people, eat what God gave us. You know, He put some amazing things out here on this planet for us to eat. And, you know, staying away. I mean, let's face it, they're in those labs. They know how to make a Big Mac taste unbelievable. They know how to make a Whopper taste great. But, you know, we want to stick to things that are actually good for us and take some time to prepare it. You know, take some time to spend some time with the family. Teach your children how to cook. We've gotten away from that. So, you know, those are just good qualities and traits that we need to have, just, I think, as people.
Now, I can already tell based on, you know, just how you've done so far and how well you've put together your cookbooks, and your personality is great. Your mission is great. I know you're a huge chocoholic, and how was that? How were you able to incorporate that into a strict diet that you had to had to follow as a result of having diabetes?
Are you talking about my chocolate bar?
Yes, chocolate. Life full of chocolate. I'm a huge chocoholic myself. I don't have diabetes, but avoiding it would be very hard.
Because I have my own chocolate bar, but I mean, it's a sugar-free chocolate bar, and it's a fine Belgian. It's a dark chocolate, so it's a great quality chocolate. And once again, it's a treat. So it's not something that, you know, like anything that, you know, we should use, you know, to treat. So at times when I want something sweet, I'll have a small piece of that, and that'll hold me over. So really,
and that will keep you on track. What is that candy bar called? What does it look like? What should people look for in the store?
It's got my beautiful face on it. It's called the Charles Bar.
And just for everyone listening, Charles does not at all look like Uncle Bob. He looks like a completely different
Uncle
person.
Uncle Bob was a good-looking guy, too. So, I mean,
and, you know, you do have the same cheekbones. I've seen pictures of you online. You have a very attractive face. You're a very good-looking young man.
Are you trying to pick me up?
Maybe. you're going to be coming to San Diego in a couple of days, and
I'm already here.
You are.
I came out early because I'm so excited about being in San Diego and about being at this event that we're doing here in Imperial Beach Farmers at the Imperial Beach Farmers Market from 2 to 6. And address, if anybody wants to come hang out with me, and hopefully you'll come hang out with me too, is 10 Evergreen Imperial Beach, and it's going to be great. We've teamed up with Shire, a regenerative medicine, and Heal Together, all two great companies, and my brand, the Diabetic U, and we are out. I tell you, literally, just getting the word out about diabetes. That's so important that we just talk about this thing, you know. And the support from these two great companies is just tremendous, and some of the marketing people behind that. I got to give Jen a great shout out, and Justin and Jasmine and some of the team over there. And we can't forget the doctor on the line. He's the smart one. I'm just the good looking one.
Well, welcome, Doctor. Also, I'm sure that you had a part in this book. Definitely want to make sure everything is safe. But you got to leave the responsibility of making sure that the food is flavorful. You just got to leave that up to a chef. And you know, you can't be messing with the recipe, Doc. So I hope you didn't put a hand in.
No, and, didn't mess with your recipe. No, I didn't have anything to do with the book. I work with people with diabetes and work on preventing complications and try to get them to lead a healthier lifestyle, and that's where the partnership comes in with Charles.
Yeah, you know what they say about too many cooks.
Right.
Spoils the soup.
There you go.
Keep your hands out of those recipes. I'm sure Charles knows exactly what he's doing. What we do know is that it is possible to control your diabetes with food, and that's important, and that's really a big part of the message that you're trying to get across.
It's possible to prevent diabetes with food, that's even more important than controlling it, is to prevent it from even happening. And then once you have the diagnosis of diabetes, effective healthy lifestyle is a part of the management. But it's a complicated disease. Nearly 1 in 6 Americans have it. It's expected by 2050 to be 1 in 3 Americans. It's more common than you think.
Yeah, and I'm sure that your book and your work and your tour is going to be very, very helpful in people's management of that. And they get to do it with delicious food and great recipes. So I'm all for that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Do you want to tell people one more time where they can meet you while you're in San Diego?
Definitely. We're going to be at the Imperial Beach Farmers Market tomorrow, Friday, from 2 to 6. And that address is 10 Evergreen Imperial Beach, San Diego. Come down, hang out with us. I'm going to be making some great recipes. You also can get a great subscription to Diabetic Living Magazine for free for a year if you come out and hang out with us. And we're going to have some diabetes educators down there. So if you have any questions regarding diabetes, this is the place to be. And it's going to be a big old RV out there, and it's going to be a great event.
Great. And I'm sure you'll be signing books as well. So I look forward to coming out there and seeing you myself. So I'll be trucking out there tomorrow with my media badge, which allows me to cut to the beginning of every line. I like that. And I look forward to that. And thank you so much for being such a fabulous guest. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.